Tom Cruise is returning his Golden Globe Awards. The three-time winner has joined the Hollywood industry in distancing himself from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, the nonprofit that votes and runs the yearly award show, over allegations of corruption and a lack of diversity. And now NBC has announced it will not be airing the Golden Globes in 2022. For the latest on this, we're joined by KPCC entertainment reporter John Horn. Hey, John.
Happy to be with you.
Yes. So NBC's decision could actually put the future of the Golden Globes in jeopardy. This is one of Hollywood's oldest awards. What's their reasoning?
Well, I'd love to say they were taking the moral high ground by boycotting the Golden Globes because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has zero black voters and a long history of illegitimacy. But the real reason is more obvious, and that is no one was going to attend next year's show. And that left NBC with essentially a celebrity-free celebrity show. Amazon, Netflix, Warner Brothers, HBO, and actors like Scarlett Johansson and Mark Ruffalo all pulled out, as did filmmakers like Ava DuVernay and almost all of the most powerful PR firms. Of course, most of those people enabled the Golden Globes in the past for decades, but that's maybe a different story.
It's important, though, for you to mention all of those names, because there's been a campaign going over the last few months since this Los Angeles Times report earlier this year that found the organization, as you said, had no black members, as well as several other allegations. What has the Hollywood Foreign Press Association done since these allegations have come to light to address some of the issues?
Not enough. I mean, the HFPA said it was going to try to diversify its membership, but the details seem pretty random and not nearly good enough for a lot of people. And last week, the HFP announced a plan for what it called sweeping reforms, but nobody in Hollywood liked it, except, it must be noted, NBC, which initially applauded the deal. The HFPA had brought in a diversity consultant who promptly quit. And then its former president, Phil Burke, likened Black Lives Matter to a, quote, racist hate movement. So they were not doing anything right.
NBC has aired the Golden Globe since 1993. We know that this year, ratings for the show plummeted to their lowest level since NBC started airing it. Only about 6.9 million people watched. Is this just confirming what has already been suspected, that this ritual of sitting down at home to watch award shows might actually be a relic of the past?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the pandemic has kind of accelerated that. I mean, a virtual show, though, is not nearly as good as a real show. And I would argue, you know, the Oscars and the Golden Globes once offered something you couldn't get anywhere. And that was like access to celebrities in real life. And thanks to paparazzi and now social media, you know pretty much what all of your most favorite celebrities are doing 24/7. So the idea of getting to see a glimpse of these people in public has gone away because of social media. And there are just way too many award shows. So if the Globes went away, which I think a lot of people hope they do, that would not necessarily be a bad thing. And it might actually benefit legitimate shows like the Academy Awards.
That's KPCC entertainment reporter John Horn. As always, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.